Again, Alexander, thanks so much for coming in with us this morning. Well, let's talk a little bit. It's really interesting in mm-hmm. reading, you being from the northeast part of the country, you spent an awful lot of time in the Midwest. How did that come about?
I will say I will claim to be a Middle Westerner. I have lived in Chicago, Illinois for 25 years and started my career in Minneapolis after my graduate work. And have really been a devoted Midwesterner. I really do love it here. You know, if I could take you back to my ancestral home in upstate Connecticut, it's really not that different from the Middle West. It's really very similar. And I just am so comfortable here. I love Chicago. I love the Midwest. I love the value system. I love the way of living. I love the ease of living here. I really do. I mean, I go back to New York now and then for my work. I run a summer festival. And are you ready for this? Do you know where my summer festival is?
Let's hear it.
Woodstock, New York.
A slightly different kind of summer festival. I'm guessing that what happened back in the 60s.
Different activities. Yeah. Activities. Yeah. But I always love coming back to the Midwest. I really love it here. I'm just dyed in the wool. And my kind of calling has been to be based in Chicago and to be a regional music director of smaller budget orchestras. I've never been an assistant conductor. I've always been a music director growing my own garden. And I've been doing that for a quarter century, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So when I heard that Galesburg was looking, I immediately jumped at the chance, and I've been having a great time.
Well, and although you've been living in Chicago for quite some time, mm-hmm. a lot of your time is spent, like you said, with some of the smaller communities, the orchestras, communities very similar to Galesburg.
Absolutely, yeah. I have two wonderful, wonderful orchestras in Wisconsin at opposite ends of the state. I have the Wisconsin Philharmonic, which is just west of Milwaukee in Waukesha County. Very distinguished professional orchestra. And I also I've been in Waukesha for 22 years. It's been a beautiful marriage, if you will. I just love every minute I'm there. And I also love every minute I'm in at the opposite end of the state, La Crosse, Wisconsin, on the banks of the Mississippi. A very different community, but equally devoted to great music. And that's been an amazing time. I got there in 2010 in the kind of aftermath of all the 2008 stuff, and there was basically a few dollars in the bank, and I, as the music director, and some really great people on the board and the staff, we really had to hit the ground running and raise a lot of money, and now we're in a very comfortable position with a significant endowment fund, and that's kind of the reason I'm here, because a music director is not just a conductor, especially now, especially in America. You really have to... You literally have to become part of the community. I mean, maybe you're not going to live there full time, but you can't be, you know, the glamorous maestro jetting in from, you know, London or Los Angeles. And I can give you I can say, well, I'm very happy to be here. It's very fine orchestra.
Leopold.
Shh. Change the subject. No, I mean, when you see me conducting Saturday night, I mean, I am the maestro. I mean, this is my mm-hmm. calling, and this great music of our civilization that means a lot to me and to many of us. But you've got to be part of the community. And that's the only way as I say, you know, all this week, there's no secret sauce to making an orchestra successful. It's just all about being there. And that's, I think, one of my strengths.
Maestro Alexander Platt joining us this morning. He will be conducting the Knox Galesburg Symphony this Saturday night. Before we get into the concert this mm-hmm. weekend, let's talk a little bit more about your background, that mm-hmm. love of music, and mm-hmm. and at what age, and kind of where did that come from in your life?
Well, as I was saying to some wonderful high school students yesterday out in Monmouth, you know, I did not come from a musical family. I had two great signal experiences when I was a little boy. I sang in my church choir, and I had a great music program in our public school system. I'm a public school kid my whole life, and we had amazing teachers, so devoted, so talented, just real true mentors and just figures of inspiration. And I just threw myself into music. I just loved music. And I was also, you know, pretty good at sports, and I'm grateful I had that experience as well. But I really threw myself into music. And by the time I was off to college, it had become something of a religion for me. And I've just, you know, I mean, I live a journeyman existence. I mean, if I'm not conducting, I'm probably driving somewhere. But I love it. It's just my reason for living. And I've been very privileged to spend all this time doing what I love.
Talk about that love of sports and mm-hmm. the love of music, and especially mm-hmm. on the conducting side, I'm guessing you can draw some relationship there.
Yes. Well, the other thing, I mean, right off the bat, it is physically grueling to be a conductor. I'm better at it now. People go, oh, you must be so tired. You know, I mean, like, I could, like, conduct this concert. Not that I would, but I could conduct this concert, like, get in my car and drive to New York. I mean, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, you develop your, it's a very, again, very physical thing, and your body develops over the decades and you get used to it. But the analogy to sports is that teamwork and leadership and the way those two things are similar but different and the way they intersect and the way you have to be part of the team, but somebody's got to be the boss, and that sometimes that's kind of unfashionable, but somebody's got to be the boss. And then also the and this took decades to learn. This is something that they don't really teach you in school, that the art of leadership is the art of listening. And like what I'm doing, like just the rehearsal I had the other night, what I'll do tonight, I'm like, I'm not so much as like waving that stick and say, you do this there. And I'm trying to create the space in which people can listen to each other. And that's like the skill we need so much in life, just in life in general. And it's just, but that's really the key to it. And making the musicians be comfortable that, again, this team that we're all on together, and then we, you know, present, you know, all this journey that we've been on all week, and we present that to an audience Saturday night. But that's really the key to leadership, is listening. It really is true.
Maestro Alexander Platt joining us. He will be conducting the Knox Galesburg Symphony this Saturday night. It is the Masterworks 2, Stars Over Paris. Talk a little bit about what the audience can expect.
Well, it's, you know, we're having, I mean, today's a beautiful day, but we've kind of had a dreary winter. You know, we've had more than a few snow days, have we
just
not?
Just a few.
We'll all be in school to the 4th of July at this rate, I think. You know, hey, but why not some, you know, joyful French music, you know, to lighten up a dark winter's night? And, you know, we Americans, you know, we hate the French, but let's admit it, we love them. We just can't bring ourselves to admit it. And it's just a lot of joyous music. And, you know, I don't want to bring, I'm not there. I mean, I'm there to be the maestro, but I'm not there to bring, you know, doom and gloom. I want to bring joy to people's lives. And so we have some really great French repertoire. And we're starting with a very, very famous French work, which is one of the great, great pieces of music about railroads. This piece from the 1920s called Pacific 231, and you know what I mean by, mm-hmm. you know, the numbers. Yeah. And it's like this 10-minute symphonic poem about a locomotive train, and it's one of the most exciting works in the repertory, and it's a great start to our concert.
You mentioned it's we're talking France. What is the difference? Is it just mm-hmm. maybe a composer's individual experiences, whether mm-hmm. they're from Germany, mm-hmm. Austria, mm-hmm. and what period? Mm-hmm. Are there differences that, like, the average person just listening to a song is like, oh, I can tell, well, that's French, yeah. or is that you'd have to have a better ear, maybe.
You know, as they say, yes and no.
Okay.
I mean, the foundation of the concert, the big second half, is this piece that I grew up, when I was a kid, it was the first record, the first LP I ever bought, the Symphony in D Minor of Franck, César Franck, who was a Belgian of mostly German extraction who moved to Paris and became a dyed-in-the-wool Frenchman, and that, which is also says a lot about music and life and the way life is complicated in that way. But his whole story about how his whole life, he was just, nobody took him seriously. People ridiculed him. And then, like, in the last 10 years of his life, he just hunkered down and wrote this kind of string of masterpieces. And he was just a kind of a quiet family man with a devoted band of pupils, and who you know, kind of worshipped him as a kind of like a priestly figure. And he just wrote these incredible masterpieces in the last 10 years of his life. And I don't know what I'd do without him. It's just music is like, you know, there's the glamour, and behind the glamour there's all just the hard work and the sacrifice and the solitude of, like, having to create all this. And that's really the story of music. I mean, it's just, again, the beauty of presenting a concert is that you get the results of this journey, you know, and you get to – and that in itself is a journey. To take an audience through a beautiful program is – that's a real privilege for a conductor.
Well, and as a composer, I know they're drawing on all their life experiences. Mm-hmm. And for somebody like you said with Franck, yeah. growing up in Belgium and German descent, all that, moving to France, a lot of things to draw upon. Is mm-hmm. it the same way while conducting? Are you drawing on life experiences, or are you drawing more on just the piece of music itself?
That really is an amazing question, Tom. As I get older, you know, recently, you know, there are life experiences. You know, you turn 50, you know, you lose a parent, you go through all of that. And, yeah, there are life experiences that you bring even like in the moment of conducting, in the moment of performance, you might be making, you know, kind of turning a phrase, and it just reminds you of some point in your life. And of course the key thing is to let it influence you but not distract you. So there's like a synthesis. So that's the kind of mental journey you're going on as a conductor, because to the point where no disrespect to the audience, but you kind of like forget the audience for like the next 35 minutes. So there is a lot of life experiences. And I think I can say that one of my strengths as a candidate for this position is that I have had a lot. I've been doing this for 30 years, and if I do something well, it's not because I have some innate genius. It's just because I've been doing it for 30 years, and all those life experiences and all those professional experiences. And as you know, as the poet said, experience is the word we give for our mistakes. So in that sense, I very experienced candidate for your viewing pleasure.
Maestro Alexander Platt joining us here this morning. He'll be conducting the Knox Galesburg Symphony this weekend. Saturday night, is it 7:30?
7:30 it is.
7:30 at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets at the Orpheum box office.
Also. And 341-7268. Or, of course, because, you know, we're in the age of the internet, Tom.
Absolutely.
KGSymphony.org.
All right. So you can check the show out coming up Saturday night. Talk about the different venues, that because you've conducted all over the country, all over the world.
Yeah, I did some
different
work in Europe.
Venues. Yeah. Talk about, have you gotten to take a peek at the Orpheum Theater as of yet?
Can I make a confession?
Let's hear it.
Okay. One of the big reasons I want this job is the Orpheum Theater.
I understand that. I absolutely understand.
It's like you're in Europe.
Yeah.
It's what a gem. What a gem. I cannot wait to conduct the concert.
Yeah, it's a cool old building, and they've done just the renovations.
Right.
It's just spectacular.
But what it says about this community and the way, you know, the people on the coasts really underrate this Middle West of ours, you know, and we're the quiet people here, you know, and but the things that go on here, the beauty that goes on here, the creativity, the production, the success, and you look at a place like the Orpheum and how this community has cared for that space. Is really something very moves me very much.
Maestro Alexander Platt, we talked a little bit about your background and where your love of music came from. Mm-hmm. What about your love, particularly whether it be symphony or opera or the other kinds of music you love? Because you said your first album was an album of classical music.
Yeah, I just, you know, kind of got the classical music bug as a little, you know, gosh, like 10 years old. But then I've had a lot of experience in Chicago conducting opera. And opera is like, I think it's like an Italian word for something going wrong. It's just like a waiting disaster from one, because it's not for nothing that most of the great famous conductors of you know ages past, they literally learned how to conduct in the opera pit. Because you think about, you're in that opera pit, you got to worry about the orchestra in front of you, you got to worry about the singers, you got to worry the soloists, you got to worry about the chorus, you got to worry about what, you know, the lighting cues, the scenery. Oh, and you know, when the tenor hits the high C, he's got to look at you and you got to give him that cue, and then people love to say like opera singers are stupid, or they're, you know, these people have to sing like in five different foreign languages from memory. It's incredible. So, and you have to keep this all together as like the ultimate kind of traffic policeman. And somehow, and again, there's just something that goes wrong. I mean, I've conducted there was like a riot during a performance I conducted once. Yeah, it was in Minneapolis.
Really?
Enough said on that. You know, the Twin Cities, Tom. Right. Never a dull moment up there.
At the opera.
Yeah, riot at the opera.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't want to go into it. I'm just, the scars are still healing.
Not going to happen here.
No, I don't think so. But you have to keep going. Mm-hmm. You have to keep going and hold it together. Wow. You know, and just something can go wrong any minute. And so that was a great kind of, it was like a crucible for me. That's where I really, really learned how to be a conductor. And I was very blessed. I had in for 12 years in Chicago, I was the conductor at the Chicago Opera Theater. And I did a lot of very complicated 20th century works. And it was a great time to be in Chicago in those kind of early 2000s. There was Chicago is, as you know, as I tell people in New York, you know, when Chicago is at its best, it's second to none. And so I'm just so thrilled to be kind of a resident there. But again, to make my mark as a musician in this region, that's the great privilege for me.
Maestro Alexander Platt will be the guest conductor of the Knox Galesburg Symphony on Saturday night, 7:30 at the Orpheum Theater. So, and you've done a lot, not just conducting, but, mm-hmm. but much teaching as well, including, did I read right, at Berklee School of Music?
Oh, that, yeah, well, that's out east. That's a long time ago. But I mean, the teaching I do now, like just yesterday, Lucas Wood, your extremely enterprising executive director here, just said, oh, you know, there's some bright young violinists who would love your advice. And I go into this thinking, what would I possibly have to say to these kids? What do I know? You know, I'm just a dumb conductor. And but like for 2 hours, we like took apart like the pieces they were playing. And I like note by note, phrase by phrase. And I guess that's what happens when you've been doing something for 30 years and just teaching. You know, you just do things that they had never thought of and wouldn't otherwise know. And that's kind of what I do now. And I think if I were so lucky to be here, I would love to just kind of be like a, how does one say, like a professor at large, where I could, I don't know, be like for $1 a year, be an honorary professor at Knox and be in the schools and just like give advice to people. Because that's what conductors do after they turn 50. They just become mentors and people will take, oh, I'm working on this Beethoven concerto. Can you give me some advice? And like that's kind of what we do in this journey.
Yeah, and that's one of the really neat programs we've had for the kids here, like the day before the symphony normally, like on a Friday morning that the kids will come, or whether it's at the library or whatever, and get a chance to, to chat with the conductor and talk about the music and kind of maybe instill some of that love that you grew up with into another child that might not know about it.
That's exactly the experience I had. It was like a kid in the fourth grade, and just some great musician came to the school and told us about and I just was hooked.
Maestro Alexander Platt, who'll be conducting the Knox Galesburg Symphony Saturday night, 7:30, Orpheum Theater. You can get your tickets again at the Orpheum box office, or if you go online to the Knox Galesburg Symphony, if you Google Knox Galesburg Symphony, it'll come right up there. You can get your tickets there. Also, the number is
341-7268.
All right. Anything else about the show in particular Saturday night we need to know about?
It's a really joyous program we're going to have as a soloist, because I've done so much running this summer music festival. I get to know a lot of great musicians who otherwise you might not heard of. I have one of the violinists from the Harlem String Quartet, Melissa White, who is just a gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful musician in every way. And she's going to play one of these beautiful little concertos by Mozart. It was a concerto he kind of wrote for a Paris audience as a young man. He was, you know, the prodigy, the toast of Paris. And it's a beautiful, beautiful little piece. And she's just going to be wonderful. So we really have it all. It's going to be a beautiful evening.
Alexander, thank you so much for taking some time with us. Best of luck with the show on Saturday night and in the pursuit of a position here in Galesburg.
Thank you. My pleasure.